Good morning, Steve Schramm here, Faithful Business. Hope you guys are doing well this morning. I want to talk to you about questioning your most foundational assumptions, okay? The things that you hold so closely and so dearly that you think that, like, no, there's no way that this could change, or there's no way that this should change. And what I want to submit to you is that sometimes maybe questioning those kind of things can be the most helpful thing possible in your business, okay? Now, for example, and I'm not going to go all into the detail here just for reasons of privacy, but I recently did this in my own business, and the context is financial, okay? So in my own business, I questioned some assumptions about how I was handling money that came into the business. And I am very adamant about this. I'm very nerdy about this, okay? Business finance and personal finance, you know, this is not something that I dread or that I take lightly. It's something that I spend a lot of time on. I spend a lot of time thinking about. I want it to be right. I want things to be set up. I want to not worry that my family is taken care of. I want my business to be in as good a financial shape as it can, to be able to grow, but not grow too fast, not grow too slow. I mean, I take all of these factors into consideration. And because of that, there is a particular structure that I have been using in my business. Frankly, it's called Profit First, pretty well known by Mike Michalowicz. And I've been using that structure in my business for some time now. And let me say that there's nothing wrong with that structure, okay? There's nothing wrong with that structure. But keeping in mind that it's a framework, parts of that framework are malleable, and as long as you stick to the fundamentals of the framework, you are good. All right. Now, the Profit First framework is built upon the personal finance framework of pay yourself first. The idea in personal finance of pay yourself first is that you're prioritizing your savings. Okay, the Profit First idea kind of takes that and says you're prioritizing your profit, okay? Prioritizing your profit in your business. And again, I'm not going to go much deeper than that, but just to say that as it relates to all of those things, pay yourself first, profit first, as it relates to those things, I did some rearranging recently and found out that there are some opportunities I have to maximize how much money I get to keep and use for my family in my business and still optimize the rest of those categories without any problem. And so basically I had some money also put aside for other things, and I just questioned my assumptions. I said, well, is what I'm currently setting this money aside for, you know, going to be relevant by the time that I need it to be? And is there something else that it can be doing for me right now? And the answer to that question was yes, there actually is something else that it could be doing for me right now that better aligns with my current priorities, and I can make different arrangements when it comes to the original thing that I was planning on. In fact, in this particular situation, that would all work together. By taking the other step, I could eliminate the first one. So that's what I decided to do. So things are working a little bit differently for me now, and I'm loving it so far. It's working out really, really well. And so I just want you to take that kind of general lesson and apply it to your business in whatever way you need to. It's kind of like the other day, you know, we talked about rearranging, and I just kind of used an analogy in my life, and you know, this kind of piggybacks off of that conversation. It's like, you know, how do you need to rearrange your business? Well, what priorities do you have that you need to think about in questioning your assumptions? What assumptions do you hold so dearly that you would never question them but that maybe you do need to question them. If you'd have come to me 2 weeks ago, I would have said no. Profit first, as it's structured currently for me, is the foundation of my business. I will not change that. And guess what? It's different now. It's different because I questioned that assumption, kept in place the core pieces that needed to be there, and adjusted some other things around to make it to where my my lifestyle and my my family situation is going to be better for it. And so sometimes questioning those assumptions in your business will make a really, really big difference. All right. So I hope that helps you a little bit today. And if you need any help marketing your business, you'd like help with your website design, email list, things like that, I would love to help you with that. Just go to thewebsitemembership.com, thewebsitemembership.com. You can learn about the ways that I help right there. All right. God bless you. We will see you in the next one.